everyone. Welcome to Cordcast, part of the Random Chatter Network. I'm one of your hosts, Joelle Alexander, and I'm here with another one of your hosts, Chris McGuffin. Hi, Chris.
What's up?
The ceiling. I'm sorry, I had to. Thanks for tuning in tonight, this morning, wherever you guys are right now listening. Today, we have a very special episode for you. This is our first episode, which we are kindly calling Episode Zero. So, Chris, take her away.
Yes. All right. So I guess we can start off by introducing ourselves. Some people on the Random Chatter Network might know me from other shows. I am a co-host on the Echo Base podcast, which is our Star Wars show. I also frequently appear on Random Chatter, the show, and The Outer Rim. Random Chatter is kind of like a random whatever is going on that week discussion, and Outer Rim is entertainment news with a geek culture twist to it. But I appear on those shows as well, and I was kind of thinking that we needed a little something new to add to the network, so I came up with the Cordcast, and graciously Joelle was kind enough to join me on this little adventure.
Make me look like a guy, Chris. More like I fought my way on. Are you kidding me?
A little bit more about myself. I haven't been podcasting for too long. Probably around a year. I used to be on the now defunct Forcecast Network, which was a Star Wars podcasting network. That's where we all came from, but that's a completely different story. And that's really how I got my start, and been doing this for a year, and that's really all about me as far as my past experience goes. We'll get into our music preferences later, but Joelle, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, so I have...
Briefly.
I'm working on it. Oh my gosh, so rude. I have been podcasting less than Chris has. I've only been doing this for, 8 or 9 months. I haven't really been a part of any other podcasts. Not really, but I am a avid music lover. I love horses, which Chris told me not to ramble on about, so I'm not rambling. And I really like concerts. I spend a lot of my time doing that. I have traveled a lot for shows, and I can tell you guys how I do that later. But I am currently a marketing major. I like long walks on the beach. I don't know. I don't really know what Chris wanted here. But this is me. This is us. Welcome.
Good intro. And it wasn't 2 minutes.
Shh, let it out.
The reference to that is, we did a kind of a demo show for our, for Random Chatter's Patreon, donors.
Yes, and Chris has such a way of phrasing things so eloquently. It was a train wreck, and we called it episode -1. That's how bad it was. So
yeah,
it wasn't a demo version.
We didn't even have a name at the time, so
yeah, we were like, we're gonna have to edit that in, and then it didn't even come until after it posted, so whatever. Anyways.
Okay, so we're going to have a bit of a short show, just because we don't want to get into anything serious until we actually have our very actual first serious episode. But just a little bit about the format. This is probably, at least for the time being, going to be a monthly show, just because we want each show to kind of be different, and at least for the time being, we don't want to have a weekly thing. Eventually, that might turn into, you know, 2 times a month. Plus, you know, Joelle and I have other commitments we have to deal with. So, monthly for now, possibly twice a month in the future. We will have kind of a segmented show, but we probably won't really rely on that too much. The idea is to kind of have a what are we listening to segment to start it off with. Kind of, you know, if there's a certain band or artist or album that you know, it doesn't have to be new. It can be really anything that we're listening to around that month or that day, whatever, that we want to talk about or let you guys know about. We can talk about that. The next segment will be kind of like a discussion topic. If we want, we definitely want to do artist interviews at some point, but if we don't have anyone on the show that time, then we'll just, you know, come up with a topic, be it something in the news, you know, something that we, I don't know, if we had to make a super group, who would we want in our super group? That would be an example of a topic, or something even serious, like, I don't know, Joel, what would be a serious music topic we would talk about?
The front porch step scandal.
And see, I don't know what that is, so I don't even know if you're kidding.
No, it's serious. It's an artist, and he had all these allegations that he was being inappropriate with some minors. So,
okay.
Yeah, it would be a good discussion to have. Or we could talk about artists who have kind of acted controversially in other aspects, just kind of been crappy people. But yeah.
Okay. See, that'll be a bit of variety there. So when you listen, you will never know what to expect.
Dun, 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 dun.
And then finally, we will probably end with bands or artists that we recommend y'all listen to. And one thing we want to push on the show is that we're not going to just focus on one genre of music. I don't know about you, Joel, but I know one of our common genres between us is rock music. But I like stuff like jazz and big band and indie stuff and a little bit of electronica. And Joel, what do you like aside from rock?
Everything. That's a lot. Jazz, classical, EDM, alternative, indie, acoustic stuff. Yeah, we're quite a diverse kind, Chris.
All right, well, let's get into our mini discussion for this episode zero. I thought of five questions or topics that we can just briefly touch on. And I guess I will go first. We'll just alternate for each question. So the first one is, our three favorite bands or artists? So I know it doesn't have to be your top three, but it can be your three for today, or, you know, for this month, or whatever you want.
Okay. Awesome. You go.
All right, so my first one, Joelle is going to hate because she hates this band.
I swear to God, Chris, if you say Muse.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yep, it's Muse.
Oh my God.
I'm saying it just to spite you, honestly. Because I could have picked three that didn't involve Muse, but Muse is definitely up there. This will probably become a running gag on the show.
You'll grow out of it. I'm sure of it.
Whatever you say. Well, I will tell you this. If they keep making albums like Drones, which is their most recent one, then yes, I will eventually be like, I'll be that guy that's like, they sold out and they can't be as good as they used to be, and I'll just like keep listening to Origin of Symmetry over and over instead of their new stuff. So, my second favorite band, let's see. I'm going to go with Breaking Benjamin, just because that's the safe pick, and they've been like my favorite band since like 2005. So that's going to be my number two. And then my third is an artist, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a little obsessed, would be Frank Sinatra.
Yes. Love it. Love it. Okay, am I going now? Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. So I literally just pulled up Spotify because I had no idea how to answer this question. So I'm going to go with In Heart's Wake because they're on Warped Tour and they're perfect, and
yeah, they're just awesome. A little Aussie metalcore band. Check them out. And then I'm going to go with a rapper. His name is NF. And he is really cool. He has really good flow, really good beats. I'm a fan. And then I'm also going to go with This Wildlife, who are kind of acoustic, but sometimes they implement other instruments. Two guys from Southern California, and they're awesome. They played Warped Tour last year, and they came through Boise, I think, last November. And they're just really good, really solid band, very good musicians.
I'm really surprised you didn't say Young Guns.
Okay, that's because that's next month. I couldn't use, you know, like the literal favorites, even though I just backed myself into a corner because some of those. Okay, I'm done.
We'll have to have our Young Gun show in September because that's when their new album comes out, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I see them in August.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. So, honorary mention for both Chris and I, Young Guns.
Yes. Yeah. We will talk more about Young Guns.
We'll talk a lot about Young Guns.
Yeah.
Good deal.
All right, so Joel, you can start off with this next one. Best and worst concert experience. And it doesn't have to be a long story, but say who you saw and, you know, why it was the best or worst.
Chris has been saying these things today, like, briefly. And not a long story. It's almost like I just talk. It's super weird. Anyways, you should pay attention to that, Chris. Okay, so we're gonna start with worst. I went and saw, oh my gosh, I don't even remember who it was. He did the Harlem Shake. Whoever the EDM artist is who did Harlem Shake, I don't know who that is. Are you looking it up?
I totally forgot that was a song.
Yeah, yeah. So I went and I saw
whatever it was, a meme.
Yeah, it's a good one. Are you looking it up? Because I can't remember. I'll look it up if you are.
Harlem Shake is a song recorded by American DJ and producer Bauer? B-A-A-U-E-R.
So I went and saw him with a friend. And you might be like, Joelle, it was just a rave. Why did you not have fun? Okay, well, literally, it was the worst concert of my entire life. It was just very uncomfortable, and the people there were uncomfortable. And this guy, like, grabbed my butt, and so I punched him in the face. And it just really wasn't fun. And what was so cruel, let me just tell you why. Because, I mean, I've had bad concert experiences. What was cruel is two blocks away, the Chariot, To the Wind, Birds in Row, and Glass Cloud were all playing in Boise, in the same town. And I didn't have any friends who were going to go to that show. Oh, just kidding. Glass Cloud weren't there. Their bus had broken down. But I didn't have any friends who would go with me to that show. And so my mom was like, just go to this Bauer concert with your other friend. And so I went with my other friend, and then it was the worst concert of my entire life. And so I called my mom crying in the parking lot, and I was like, I'm going to Portland for the Chariot farewell tour in 2 days. And I went. It was awesome. But yeah, so that was the worst concert ever. Best? That one's hard. That one's really hard. I would say it was Silverstein, the Amity Affliction, Secrets didn't play. Silverstein, Amity Affliction, and Hardest all played Boise. It was an off day on the Bless the Falls Hollow Bodies tour. And it was awesome because it was in Boise. It was the second time I've ever seen Silverstein in Boise. And it was just a super cool show. It was a really good lineup. The sound was really good, which is honestly kind of uncommon sometimes in that venue. But yeah, it was solid.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you, Chris? Take it away.
Well, I'm sitting here trying to think of all of the concerts I've been to, and to be honest, none of them have been too terrible.
Oh, man, you're lucky.
Like, they've all been pretty good. But I will say that the one that probably sticks out kind of overall kind of lame is probably when I saw 30 Seconds to Mars, and it has absolutely nothing to do with 30 Seconds to Mars, because they were the headliner and they were like fantastic, like wonderful time. But the person that opened for them, or that was in this case technically a co-headliner for this one show, was CeeLo Green.
Oh no!
Yes.
Ooh.
And let me just have a little bit of background info for this. My college apparently decided that it would be a good idea to have 30 Seconds to Mars come to campus and play. But the only reason they would bring them is if they brought a rapper to come too. And in this case, most of the people that showed up for the concert were there to see CeeLo.
Uh-huh.
So that means I had to sit through the opening band, who was pretty good, and they were actually supporting 30 Seconds to Mars on their entire tour. And then I had to sit through like an hour and a half of CeeLo singing songs that I'd never heard. And then he ended the song with, the radio version is Forget You, but it's actually a profanity word, which we're not going to say on this podcast, right? Because we are a family show. Remember that.
Family.
But that's literally the, like, I kid you not, half of, probably more than half, probably around 70% of the arena left after CeeLo finished. So 30 Seconds to Mars comes out on stage expecting this huge crowd, and they get pretty much a small venue show.
That's so rough. Aww.
Yeah, it was, but it was so bad that Jared Leto told everyone that was sitting in, because they had the floor standing room, and then they had the seating, and we are in a basketball arena, by the way, that holds around somewhere around 15,000 or so people, and it was not nearly full. So he was just like, everyone that's sitting, if you want to come down to the floor, you can. Mm. Well, I was with my friend at the time, and my friend is a little reserved, and he didn't want to go down to the floor, and I kind of did, but I didn't want to be a bad friend and leave him behind.
Oh, it's everything for himself out there when you're at a show, Chris. Come on.
I know. In hindsight, I would have chosen I would have chosen to go down, but I wanted to be a good friend and stay up there with him and not leave him alone, because he was kind enough to come with me. So I didn't go down, but they put on a fantastic show, and it was wonderful, and I really hope I can see them again eventually, just without CeeLo Green.
So your best?
My best is a tie, and I hate to do this because I was sitting here trying to think what is best.
No, Chris, no. You don't get a tie. I've been to over 200 shows, and I picked a favorite. You get to pick one favorite. Come on now.
Okay, well, I will save the second one for later. Episode then. So last May, not this past May, but May 2015, I went to see Framing Hanley in Pittsburgh.
Oh!
And it was their very last show before their actual farewell show in their hometown of somewhere in Tennessee. And I don't remember. Let's see. The opening band was a local band called Wings for Armor, who, if you haven't heard of, which you probably haven't, you should look them up on Twitter. I don't know if they have any other pages, but I know they have a Twitter because they follow me. Wings for Armor. And then I don't even remember this second band because they were terrible. Third band was Hardest.
Yes.
Earlier, Joelle.
Both of our favorite shows have had Hardest in them. I love mm-hmm. it. Love it.
And then finally, Framing Hanley came on, and they were absolutely wonderful. It was very emotional, too, just because it was literally the last time they would be on stage that wasn't, you know, in their home state. Mm-hmm. So it was very emotional, and I've been wanting to see them for probably, I think, their first album came out in 2006, 2007.
Yeah.
So this was almost 10 years. So I've been wanting to see them for a long time, and I was glad I was able to. And I got to meet Nixon, the singer, after the show and get his picture. So that was fun.
Dude.
And fun fact, I invited, did I invite you to this one, Joelle?
Yeah.
And you couldn't fly from Idaho to Pennsylvania?
No, it was during the school year.
Uh-huh. Blame it on school. Blame it on school.
Okay, no, we're moving on. Because that just breaks my heart. No, Framing Hanley are freaking sick. And I, like you, have been a fan for a really long time. And unfortunately, I was practically a fetus the last time that they came through Boise. Because they came through with sick puppies. And I want to say it was like 2013, 2014 or something. Or no, it was earlier than that because I was going to shows by then. Maybe it was like 2010, 2011. And I wasn't old enough. My parents wouldn't let me go to shows. And they came with sick puppies. And that would have been such a cool show. And that, I think that is the last time they came to Boise. And yeah, so their song Cape Side, man, that will wreck you. Like that's rough, but yeah. So very cool. Very cool. I like it.
Our third of five topics tonight is an album that means a lot to us and why. I will go first with this one. I have a lot of albums that mean a bit to me, or a lot to me. I don't know why I said a bit. A lot to me for...
we're Canadian, eh? Joel?
Oh, I'm sorry, Joel.
My veins.
Oh, sorry, Joel, because I know you're going to listen to this.
Yeah, you're the real MVP. maple syrup value. That didn't work. Whatever. Just move on. Just forget about it.
Anyways, mine is going to be Phobia by Breaking Benjamin. Came out in 2006. This album was the very first one that I can recall buying, like, with my own money, and that I'd, like, been waiting months for. Because I had just really started listening to Breaking Benjamin late 2005, early 2006, and this came out in August 2006. And it was the start of my freshman year of high school, and I was in the marching band, so we had our summer band thing before school started, and I was listening to this album on the lunch breaks in a CD player, which is practically non-existent today. And wow, that is like, that's going to be 10 years next month. I'm just now realizing that is crazy.
Wow.
But that one is my not only my favorite by Breaking Benjamin, but it holds a special place in my heart because it was my the first one that I ever bought.
Love it. Okay, so this is a really difficult one because I have lots of directions I could go with this. So I'm going to go with an Issues album. Let me look up the actual title so I don't butcher it. Hold on. I might be their self-titled. Do they have a self-titled? We'll find it out. Yes! Okay, so here's what we're talking about. So, Issues, self-titled album, and it came out in 2014, November 18th, 2014. And the reason that I'm going to say that this is a album that means a lot to me is kind of a sad story.
Uh-oh.
So, hold on. I just need to get my facts straight on this one, because if I say it right and it all perfectly lines up, it's actually so cruel. Yes, okay. So that's a Friday. February 28th is a Friday. That Tuesday, or that Monday night, my mom came up to me and was like, "Hey, Joelle,
by the way, your father and I are leaving tomorrow for a week in Cabo. And I was like, wait, what? And so she's like, yeah, so just make sure that, like, you feed the dog and don't kill anyone. And I was like, okay. And I kid you not, my parents left half of a tomato and half a box of Triscuit crackers in the pantry. And I wasn't going to get paid until the next Friday. And I remember I had $15 in my bank account. For the entire week, I had no food. I had no money. I had like $15. And I remember I went to Best Buy and I spent $10 and I bought that Issues album when it dropped on that Friday. And I literally,
that is fantastic.
I literally did not eat unless someone fed me that week. Luckily, I worked for a pizza place, so it was okay. Like, I didn't die, obviously. But that album, like, it brings back so much memories because I was such a stupid teenager. What idiot goes, yeah, okay, I have $15 to last me a week. I'm going to spend 10 of it on an album. I do. That's me. But anyways, the album itself is literal gold. It's so good. My favorite song is, again, looking up titles because I don't butcher it, because I always just go by, like, what the chorus is, and that's not always what, you know, I don't know. Personality Cult. It's like the best, it's not the best song on the album because they're all super good. But yeah, so Issues self-titled. The album that almost killed me. It was great.
Wonderful.
That band has been rough to me, okay? I broke my ribs at their show and then I starved for a week to buy their album. Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
Well, that was interesting, to say the least. Oh, man. Okay. All right, let's move on to our next one. A random musical fact about us.
I don't know what that means.
Just anything random about us that has to do with music. A fact. A fun fact. I like fun facts, so... I can go first if you want.
Okay, no, tell me if this counts, like, if this is okay. If not, I can think of something else. Okay, we're gonna keep going with them. So I ran into the DJ for Issues in the Seattle airport at 7 a.m. one morning.
Okay.
Does that count? Is that, like, a random fact?
Did anything special happen during this? Did you give them cookies like you do every band?
Flying. Okay, I looked like a train wreck, and I had like this big zit on my forehead. It was horrible. and like I didn't have any makeup on, but he tweeted that he was like, okay, peace out Seattle or something, and he was like going to the Seattle airport, and I was like, dude, I am too. And then yeah, we met. My flight actually had a mechanical, and so I was in the airport longer than I thought I was going to be. And so we hung out and then we got a selfie. And he was really nice. And now we call each other, or he calls me his Idahomie. Because, you know,
Idaho. That is wonderful.
Yeah. So him, it's Ty and his brother. I'm their Idahomie, Sky. It's really fun.
I'll accept that.
Yes. Okay.
So my random fun fact is that I am literally obsessed with vinyl. That is one thing that I will probably talk about. So, hey. as much as Joelle is obsessed with horses, I am obsessed with vinyl.
It's true.
Like, I honestly have a problem. It's pretty bad. Like, I will buy the album on CD first, and then I will go out and get the record if it's good enough. Sometimes I will just buy the record if I know the album's going to be good, or if I'm already a fan of the band. But, you know, some people collect records, and I don't do that. I buy what I will listen to, and that's it. Like, I don't get stuff for monetary value or if it's just going to sit around.
So you listen, you have a record player?
Yep, two of them, actually.
Gotcha.
And I have, like, Oh, see, I have a lot of records that are just sometimes people just are like, hey, I have a box of records. Do you want them? And I'm like, sure. And half the time it's actually most of the time it's crap. Mm. So I have to sort through them and find what I want, and what I don't want, I sell. So
I have a bunch of vinyl.
Well, if you don't want them at any point,
well, I have,
please send them to me.
I think I have every Silverstein album on vinyl. And I think I have Young Guns. I have Beartooth. But I like physical copies of CDs. I guess I just don't understand. Because I don't have a record player, so vinyl don't mean a whole lot to me. Like, every vinyl I have is from a pre-order bundle. And every time I pre-order a bundle, I'm like, oh, a vinyl. Okay. And that's just what happens. But I'm glad that you enjoy them.
Yes. If you can ever buy a record player, even one of the cheap ones that come with built-in speakers, for like $50, get it, because they are worth having, especially since you get the pre-order bundles all the time.
That's true.
I'm like you. I like physical items too.
Yeah.
I never buy digital music. I always buy CDs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's a discuss. That's one of the potential discussion topics for the future, is why we don't like digital music.
Yes. Yeah.
So the final topic we have tonight is something we are listening to now. Not right physically this moment, but you know, recently.
Okay. Is it me?
Can we go first?
Is it me or you? I don't remember.
I think it's me, because you went first last
time. Okay, yeah, then you go.
So I've been listening to the new album by Blink-182, California. And, okay, let me preface this by saying that I've never been a Blink-182 fan.
What?
When I was young, I liked What's My Age Again and All the Small Things, and that's literally it.
So you were every guy in high school at one point. Okay, good to know.
Yes, except at the time, it was like middle school for me. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that was then. That's the only time I ever listened to them or even heard one of their songs. And then I hear on Twitter, I don't know, probably a month or so ago, someone say, there's a new Blink-182 song out, and I'm like, I thought they broke up, but they got back together without one of their guitar/singers, Tom, I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Long, isn't it? I don't know.
Something like that. DeLong, something, whatever. We'll figure that out later. And I listened to the song, and I was like, hey, this is pretty good. So, the new album came out, and it's actually pretty good.
Is it?
Like, it's a little simple. And I went back and listened to the Blink-182 Greatest Hits CD. And it's, they went from a really more pop-punk-driven sound to more of a pop rock, and there is a difference between pop rock and pop punk. Mm-hmm. They weren't as angsty and as fast.
Kind of an easy listen. Yeah.
And then this one has elements of both, which are good. And honestly, the way I see it, because obviously they sound different without one of their singers, which is like half the band. When you think of music in this way, if you lose a vocalist, like that's, and you get at someone new, that sounds not drastically different, but enough to where you notice that it's not the same person. I like to distinguish one era of a band with the second. Mm-hmm. So like Sick Puppies, for example, they recently got a new vocalist and put out a new album with a vocalist. I would distinguish that guy with the other one.
Jim, yeah.
So, yeah. So yeah, it's pretty good for if you view it as a debut by a new band, which is kind of how I've been taking it. It's pretty solid. A lot of people probably find find ways to complain about it, like it's simple or the lyrics aren't, you know, top notch, but it's catchy and it's a little bit of freshness, believe it or not.
Right.
So, and if you want to check out one song on it, probably Rabbit Hole or She's Out of Her Mind.
Perfect.
Those are my two favorites. So what about you, Joelle?
Okay. So, what haven't I been listening to? Well, I just got back from being on the road for 6 days with a pro rodeo cowboy, and so there was a lot of country to be had. So I have been immersing myself into my music again. And I have this playlist, and it's really cheesy because it's called Soar, because it's from a quote called, "In the midst of our lives, we must make the magic, or we must find the magic that makes our soul soar." And so it's like songs that inspire me and songs that make me like motivated and stuff like that. So I'm just going to read you. There's not very many songs on it, so I'm just going to kind of list because this is literally all that I've been listening to. So, Ready to Go by Panic at the Disco, Back Home by Owl City, 405 by This Wildlife, Victorious by Panic at the Disco, Technicolor Beat by O Wonder, This Is My Year by Family Force 5, Rising Up by Young Guns, Hard Drugs, Fake Love by Cemetery Sun, Carefree Highway by Ann Arbor, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons, Up All Night by Owl City, Up We Go by Lights, Frame and Focus by Lights, and Second Go by Lights.
Cool.
So, that's playlist is available public on my Spotify profile. If you just type in Joelle Alexander, you'll see it on there if you kind of want to see what gets me going and what gets me upbeat.
Well, you'll have to check it out, I'm sure.
So good.
So I think that will bring us to an end of episode 0 of the Chordcast. Right now we don't have too much going on our social media. The best way to contact us is at the Chordcast on Twitter. That's Chord, C-H-O-R-D, as in a guitar chord.
That's clever like that. Laugh, yes. Guys, laugh. Thank you.
That is the best way to contact us. We don't have an email yet. We can probably get one eventually, but for the time being, if you want to email Chris at randomchatter.com with feedback, or if you're an artist or band that you're listening to this, or you know of an artist or band, contact Chris at randomchatter.com. We will get an email for the show officially at some point.
My spidey sense tells me that at some point we'll have like a page or profile or a link on our Twitter or something like that where you can go and submit artists that you think we should listen to or talk about or anything like that. So keep a lookout for that.
You can also find the Random Chatter Network as a whole. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/randomchatternetwork, and on Twitter at Random Chatter. And also randomchatter.com for the actual website. As for our own social media, I am at The Curse of Chris on Twitter. Joelle, what about you? You have tons more social medias than I do, so you're second.
Yeah, thanks. So my social media handle for everything is the letter X and then Joelle, J-O-E-L-L-E, May, M-A-E. That's me on Twitter, Snapchat, as well as Instagram. Like we said in episode -1, I love talking to new people. I love getting to know people. I love asking really weird, random kind of philosophical questions, if that's what you're into. So please feel free to follow me, add me, and start a conversation, because I can almost guarantee you that I would love to talk to you.
Cool. All right, Joe. Well, if you have nothing else to say... Do you?
I'm going to go ride my horse.
Of course. That will bring us to the end of episode 0 of the Chordcast. We will probably be back. I don't know when this will be released. Probably today is July the 5th. So it'll probably be released at least within the next week. And we'll definitely have an actual episode 1 for this month of July at some point. So, thanks for listening, and we'll see y'all next time.
Bye, guys.